Have you ever spent 30 minutes scrolling through Netflix only to watch nothing? Or you're stood in a supermarket aisle, overwhelmed by the 50 types of toothpaste? It feels like having more choice should make our life better, but instead, it's making us miserable. This is called the paradox of choice. Why do too many options lead to stress, regret, and indecision? And therefore, how can we flip the script to take back control? The illusion is the more the better. Imagine walking into a coffee shop. The menu has just three options: black coffee, latte, or cappuccino. You pick one and you enjoy your drink. Now imagine another scenario. You walk into a fancy cafe. The menu has 50 different coffees: mocha, flat white, oat milk, caramel macchiato, extra shot, extra hot, decaf, and endless variations within that: vanilla syrup, etc., etc. You hesitate. You keep changing your mind. Eventually, you pick something, but instead of enjoying it, you start wondering, well, did I pick the best one? What if the hazelnut espresso was better? Maybe I should have just got my normal regular latte. Instead of feeling satisfied, you feel doubt and regret, essentially. This is the paradox of choice in action. The more options we have, the harder it is to make a decision, and the less satisfied we feel when making one. There is science behind this decision paralysis. Psychologist Barry Schwartz discovered that when we're given too many choices, we tend to feel anxious, take longer to decide, or actually not decide at all, feel less satisfied with the choice that we've made. This supermarket study tested this. On some days, shoppers were given a choice of just six jam to choose from or to sample. On other days, they had 24 types of jam. What were the results? Well, people were 10 times more likely to buy jam when they only had six options. Just think about that. You've got six options or 24. You're more likely to buy when you've just got six options. So, what that shows is sometimes less options can help us to move forward better than having too many options. What about when you're shopping? You want to buy a new pair of shoes, but because there's so many, you don't end up buying one. We've talked about Netflix. What about investing? There's so many different types of investing that you just think, fuck it, I'm not even going to bother investing. What about the whole Tinder thing? You end up less satisfied and not in a relationship because there's too many options. So, what we should do instead is look at trying to remove options, give ourselves less choice, and make a decision from there. Start whittling down the options. Let's have a look at some ways we can do that. The 5-3-1 rule. Pick five options that seem interesting. Narrow it down to three based on the features that you actually like, and then pick one and commit. There's no point in looking at your wardrobe and looking through and saying, what should I wear today? Narrow it down saying, okay, well, I'm gonna wear a pair of jeans. Okay, there's two pairs of jeans, bam. I need to wear a shirt tonight. Okay, which shirt should I wear? Boom. Instead of just what should I wear, you've got to close down options using like a funnel. What about the coin flip trick? If you're stuck between two options, flip a coin. Now, this isn't necessarily to follow its outcome, but to gauge your reaction. For example, if it lands on A and you're disappointed, that tells you that you secretly wanted B all along. If you've ever seen Friends, Phoebe does that to Rachel, doesn't she? when on about the pregnancy test. But it does give you a chance to really see how you feel. I do that sometimes, coin flick up. Oh, should I go here or there tonight? Or should I eat this and this? I'm not, like, yeah, I'm just gonna go against the coin. I now know which is more important to me. And then you can remove the what if factor as well. Once you made the decision, stop trying to justify how bad your decision is. This is what people do all the time. They start looking at other options. They've bought something, they've got it for, I don't know, 50 quid, and they'll start looking at where they can find it for 40 quid. And what that does is it makes you try to search for something that invalidates your decision as being a good one. You know, you've bought a car and you keep checking prices about other models and other cars that you maybe could have bought. Once you made a decision, stick to it and just forget about it. You know, you're looking at holidays, you booked a holiday, and then you start looking at cheaper, better hotels nearer to the strip or whatever. What's the point? It's a waste of time, it's a waste of resource. You've made the decision, stick with it. So limit your choices. Reduce your wardrobe, unsubscribe from unnecessary stupid emails, stop overloading yourself with too much information. Instead of seeking the perfect choice, just make a decision and focus on why it was a good one and not why it could have been better. Stop overthinking things. Stop thinking about alternatives. Just immerse yourself in a decision. And as I said, if you're unsure, start narrowing down options. Okay, I'm going to remove that one because of X. I'm going to remove this one because of Y. I'm going to remove this one because of Z. And then you're left with a few. Maybe the 5-3-1 method was a good one for you. And try and make life simple again. A lot of the time, people are analysis by paralysis, or which the other way around, I think the phrase is paralysis by analysis. They've got too many options. Do they move here? Do they get a job doing this? Do they take a job doing that? Do they move to a different business, a rival business? Do they start up on their own? Too many options. Narrow down your options and then make a decision. We think more choices, more happiness. But too many choices makes us indecisive and unsatisfied, as I've said. The happiest people don't have the most choices, they have the most clarity within their choices. So cut down your options and see how it makes you feel. Focus your energy on those decisions and just be decisive. There's nothing worse than indecision. Men hate it, women hate it, and it doesn't get things done. So, how can you start removing the options to make you more decisive?